Hi, my name's Sheila. I'm an alcoholic. I remember the... I don't want to touch anything because... Can you hear me now? Yeah. I remember the first meeting that I went to where I said those words, where they came tumbling out of my mouth. Hi, my name's Sheila. I'm an alcoholic. And that was hard. It was difficult to say those words, but very necessary. And since that time, I know that I've had a lot of help. And when I was growing up, I always felt like I really didn't need a lot of help. I felt like I could do a lot of things on my own. I could take care of things because I had to. My mother was an alcoholic. My father was an alcoholic. And when I was 4 years old, my mother left, and we went with her to my sister and I. I have a younger sister to live with my mom's parents. And my mother's parents and my father's parents were solid, working-class folk. There was no alcoholism in their homes. And initially, when we went to live with my grandparents, I felt a sense of security and that I hadn't felt for a while. And I was only 4 years old. And my mom, just something was happening, and I just couldn't figure it out. But something was happening, and something continued to happen, and I really just couldn't figure it out. And as this something that continued to happen, and I couldn't figure it out, I knew that I was taking on more and more responsibilities as a child. Taking care of my sister, and then I have memories of my mother. Just I couldn't wake her up. I just couldn't wake her up, and I was a young child, and I couldn't figure it out. But of course, now we all know that she was drinking too much, and so from a very early age, I felt very responsible, and I felt that I needed to take care of things. And I did, and even began taking care of my mother. So as things progressed, my mother decided that the way to handle life was to be on the road and to be on the run. And I don't mean on the run like a fugitive, but it's kind of like that. It's kind of like that fugitive feeling. And I figured out one time that on the average, we lived, every 9 months we moved, on the average. And so I was able to get to know people quickly. I was able to make friends quickly, but it's very cursory because, you know, when you're not in a place for a long time, you don't want to make friends that would be long-lasting. So that continued for quite some time. And then a revolving door began to happen with regard to different men whom my mother became involved with. Some of them were stepfathers. Some of them were just passers-by. Some of them stayed a short time. Some of them stayed a little longer. But at some point, I started feeling like I needed to protect my sister. I needed to protect us. And I couldn't even really explain it, but I knew that something was amiss and that I needed to do something to protect me and my sister. So I decided that it was time to go live with my father, whom we did not know very well. We were estranged from him. And so we went to live with my father, broke my mother's heart. She spiraled down after that. However, my father was a raging alcoholic, And I proceeded to get to know my father. And he, we were beaten. We were abused emotionally and verbally. And one of the things that I again found is that I found strength in being able to combat this by saying, well, I'll take care of things. I can take care of things. So my father continued to say, you're going to turn out just like your mother. You're going to turn out just like your mother. And I was not going to turn out like that. I was a straight-A student. I was a Girl Scout until 10th grade. I was in the drill team at school, and I was not going to turn out like that. Well, I'm just going to fast forward. I turned out like that. And I don't think this is an unusual story. I've heard speaker after speaker stand up here and say those very words. I'm not going to turn out like my parents, and then I turn out like my parents. So let me just say that the demoralization that happened in the past 5 years was devastating. Devastating to me, devastating to my children, devastating to my family. I ended up with no legs. I ended up down on my face. I ended up in the grips of death. Three times I almost died. I ended up in the hospital. And just that fast forward that I want to tell you about, I didn't drink. I didn't do drugs until about, I want to say, 5 years ago. But it happened so fast. It happened so fast, just spiraling down. And complete demoralization. And it has caused so much destruction. But there's one thing that I know, that throughout all of this, even the spiraling down, that the Lord has held me in the palm of His hands. He's always had me right there in the palm of His hands. And I'm so thankful that this program allows me to worship my God and thank Him for protecting me, for protecting my sister, for bringing my mother to salvation, to bringing my mother to, she's, by the way, my mother is 75 years old, and she's had sobriety since I was a senior in high school. Yeah, so I could tell you that whole story, but I thought that was a piece that I wanted to share. So I guess the bottom line is I'm putting one foot in front of the other. I have now gotten my face off the ground. I'm standing up. I have a wonderful sponsor who has loved me all through this year. And I know a lot of people don't point out their sponsors, and I hope that you don't mind, but Barbara, I love you big time. So, praise God, and my God, thank you, Jesus.